I was scrolling through your website, and there are like 12 pages of different events put on by various interests that are going on just during the 3 or 4 days of the DNC. You have sort of a party patrol, I understand?
We have a website called Political Party Time, where we aggregate all of the party invitations for both the convention and any political fundraiser happening in Washington or elsewhere. And we are focused on transparency, because that is our mission, is about open government. And nobody tracks the whereabouts when members are doing their own fundraising, or where lobbyists or companies are putting on parties that honor members of Congress. This is not required to be publicly disclosed in a meaningful way. So we try to do that.
And you actually try to go to some of these things, is that right?
We are. We have been labeled in Tampa, we were labeled the Salahis of Tampa. Salahis.
So how do you get in? They're pretty closed invitations, right? You can't just walk into something like this, can you?
You can't just walk in. One of the biggest bashes of the night was put on by the Democratic Governors Association. You need a ticket. We know somebody that was able to get us in. And
so is that how it usually works? You know somebody who knows somebody?
Exactly. But we first of all have to know the events going on, because you track the stuff we do. I think most people don't. This event was a 70s-themed party with go-go dancers in high white boots on tables. Seven governors, including Martin O'Malley, Bev Perdue of North Carolina, and others. Lobbyists, union folks, and a ABBA cover band at Mez, a local venue in the epicenter, which is going to be busy every day and every night with these parties.
Are there actual political conversations related to legislation that take place here, or is this just sort of let's all get together and have a good time, and then the hard sell from the lobbyists and the corporate interests comes later? How does that work?
Yeah, Duncan, the latter is where it is. You're not likely to be making a specific ask if you are a lobbyist of a governor at these events. It's just sort of tacky, I guess. But you are able to really ingratiate. If you're a lobbyist, you can ingratiate yourself with these folks. And then later on, you can use those connections, especially if you are giving money to the Governors Association. You are a big corporation. These Governors Associations take $500,000 from healthcare companies, oil and gas interests. And, you know, if you're a lobbyist for those folks, you have an easier in when you want to talk to a Martin O'Malley or a Bev Perdue. Easier in than maybe an average citizen would.
So what parties are you most looking forward to crashing this week?
We are looking forward to crashing the Super O-Rama party on Thursday, where Jessica Alba is hosting and her husband Cash Warren will be there. Maybe George Clooney will be here, because he reported that he's in town. It'll be performances by the Scissor Sisters and a band called Pitbull. And to get into this thing, though, you got to pay $25,000 or $100,000. It's to raise money for the Obama and Democratic super PACs. Unless you know somebody, which I'm trying to get an in there, it's going to be hard to get in. But that's the party of the week, Thursday night, after all the balloons drop.
Keenan Steiner, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Duncan.